The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
The CBS News political director and Face the Nation moderator John Dickerson is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
I want to turn to Trump in a moment, but with respect to the Democrats, does the momentum help significantly Bernie Sanders going into a calendar that favors Hillary Clinton?
Yes. I mean, to the extent that that calendar looked bad for him, the best thing he could get would be momentum, because what it does is it raises these questions for Hillary Clinton of honesty and the nagging questions that have surrounded her. And it requires her to keep answering those questions. So Sanders needs his own momentum. He needs people to rally around him. But this puts pressure on Hillary Clinton. And you always want your opponent to be under pressure.
The next big contest, New York, her home state.
That's right. It's her home state. She's comfortable here. She knows how to do the cut and thrust here. It's going to get pretty raw. We've already seen this conversation about guns isn't just about liability for gun manufacturers. It's about who's responsible for these deaths. I mean,
look at the front page of the New York Daily News today, taking aim, a Newtown mother taking aim at Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've already saw the race get pretty heated in the last week. And you can imagine that escalating even further.
Well, let's talk about the race.
Well, what do you think here? I mean, you know, Bernie's got the burn. He does have momentum. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And I think Hillary is you know, again reminded that even though she would like to forecast and spend some time and political capital, aimed towards the Republicans. Yeah, she's got a hot contest of her own on her own hands, and this is notwithstanding any FBI investigation or anything else, right?
Yeah, she's definitely feeling the burn. my favorite part, the part that makes me laugh the most about that clip, is when they start talking about gun deaths and who's responsible for the gun deaths. Well, it's probably the person pulling the trigger.
Right.
I mean, I'll just go on a limb there and say that. You know,
well,
that person
really,
is probably the most responsible.
Right. I mean, again, you know, the statistics would tell us clearly that, you know, taking away, I mean, what makes America so unique, I mean, there's many things to do, but certainly one of the foundation pillars that makes America so unique is the fact that we can defend ourselves. And our founding fathers understood that a government left unchecked would run away with itself. And boy, I'll tell you, you know, here we are, where you got so many people agreeing that we're on the wrong track and, you know, government is broken and that sort of thing. I mean, do you really want to be this defenseless against a government that could run amok, especially with some of the things that are happening, you know, that John, you know, Whitehead talks about from the Rutherford Institute about the police state that we're in right now in America? And Scott, all this stuff is so subtle. It's not that it's so overt that people are just, just overwhelmed by it and outraged by it, because, you know, there's a little bit of outrage, but not to the point that there should be, considering the trajectory and of what these decisions and choices and policies, and especially the policies on the Democratic side. That's, to me, why I find laughable, is that they bring stuff up like as if they're the answer and they're the ones that caused the problem.
Well, the fact that it's Bernie and Hillary arguing about this, it fits right into what they're... It fits perfectly for Hillary. She has a whole email server, and none of that's her fault.
No, yeah,
you know,
of course
none
not.
Of that's her fault. I'm going to be my fault. I didn't do that. So it fits right in with what they both do. You have college debt or something. That's not your fault. Somebody must have taken advantage of you. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, it's like what we talked about. You know, the days of self-responsibility are just so critical to our country finding its way from its lostness right now. But if we don't want to accept responsibility, hey, we will continue in the muck and mire that we're in. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. We're coming at you live at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com is where you want to go. Get involved in the conversation. Heavy lifting is required. For too long, we've allowed the elites to run this country. It is no longer a country of, for, and by we the people. We're kind of delusioned into thinking just because it was, it means that that's the way it always will be. But I think we're starting to get our head out from under the sand and seeing, you know, what it is and see what's happening to our country. And, you know, as you've heard me say before, this is what I'm hearing across the country. People are freaking out because they're thinking for the first time in their lifetime, you know, we're losing a grip of this great American experiment. And what are we passing on to our kids and our grandchildren? I mean, this is a disaster, ladies and gentlemen. But if we're going to get this country back on track, it requires all hands on deck. And I call you. I put out this clarion call, this warning, and this call to get involved in what is going on so that we can make some intelligent choices and get this country back on track. Yoshi Dresden is with us. He's a managing editor of Foreign Policy, one of the most respected military journalists in the country. He's covered the Iraq and Afghanistan wars for the Wall Street Journal, reported from 30-plus countries. In addition to his duties at Foreign Policy, he's also a writer in residence at the Center for the New American Security. Yoshi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, good to have you here. I wanted to, I know that you've been covering the Turkish president, and I wanted you to break that down and report to our audience what's going on, because, you know, we got the report that chaos absolutely erupted, you know, for the Washington speech at Brookings Institute, you know, from President Erdogan. You know, what's going on here?
It was a fascinating event, and to be honest, one of the strangest things I've ever seen living in D.C. Typically, when you go to a think tank event with a foreign leader, they're quiet and staid, and it's a lot usually of middle-aged people in suits asking reasonable questions in a very reasonable tone. This was the exact opposite. I happened to get there early, so I was the first reporter to be watching and then reporting on this. I was tweeting out both what I was seeing, but also photos and videos. Effectively, what happened is a president of Turkey who has turned his country ever more authoritarian, in particular by harassing and arresting journalists, dozens of whom have now been arrested for writing stuff the government didn't like, bringing that same attitude to the United States. He walked into the room, his security, I should say, about an hour before he was supposed to arrive. The security guards, who, I don't use this word lightly, were basically thugs, saw a Turkish journalist they didn't like. They physically dragged him out of the think tank building, threw him into the kind of driveway in front of it. A Western journalist moved over, tried to see what was happening. He got shoved and then kicked in the chest. There were protesters who were tackled physically and thrown to the ground. There were other journalists who had their cameras pushed away, threatened to be, the Turkish guards threatened to punch them or kick them. At one point, D.C. police, who had been trying to block traffic because protesters who had been across the street were trying to cross the street to basically have a mass fight with the Turkish security. The Turkish guards and the D.C. police almost came to blows. You had Secret Service trying to separate two sets of armed people. And at the peak of it, to the credit, in my mind, of the Brookings Institution, despite the way it publicized it, despite the fact that this was an appearance of one of the most powerful men in the world, the head of Brookings said to a Turkish official that unless this stops immediately, they'll cancel the visit, even though President Erdogan was en route to Brookings. And I think it speaks well, frankly, of the think tank that they were standing up for what they should stand up for, which is that Washington, thankfully, is not Istanbul or Ankara, and American journalists, thankfully, don't face the same pressures and violence that Turkish journalists do.
Exactly. Well, good for the Brookings Institute to do that. I agree with you. And I mean, here you're watching this, and this isn't, you know, a political scrum. You know, there's been a little bit of, you know, controversy about shoving and pushing because people are trying to get, you know, close to a presidential candidate. But something like this that is so overt and so un-American, you know, for the Brookings Institute to take a stand and say, you know, that's not the way we do things here in America. This for you as a journalist, you're watching this. I mean, are you thinking like, you know, what is going on? Are you thinking maybe you're just asleep and this is a nightmare happening in America?
To be honest, my first thought was flashing back to other parts of the world where I'd seen things very much like this. So it was more my first thought was I've somehow suddenly left Washington and been transported back to Baghdad or Kabul or Moscow. You know, Bill, you may have been in situations, or some of your listeners may have been in situations where there's so much tension that it was palpable. I mean, you could really feel the kind of violence in the air, and you could feel that all it would take would be a small spark, and then the whole thing would go up in flames. And that's what this felt like. It felt so tense and so close to real violence. I mean, the Turkish guards were armed, D.C. police were armed, Secret Service were armed. I'm not trying to say remotely that you'd suddenly have a gunfight, but you had heavily armed men hepped up on testosterone and adrenaline,
exactly,
shoving each other, faces inches apart from each other. And the feeling it had was it would just take one person getting shoved, one person getting punched, and the whole thing would explode.
Exactly. Well, we've been in situations like that, like you say, and been around it, and we've witnessed it on television. You know, I'm sure some people, you know, like you say yourself, having, you know, covered the world as you had, you know, in very difficult, intense areas like Afghanistan and the parts of the Middle East, and you know, human beings being what we are, you know, like you say, with all this testosterone flying around, all it would take is one person losing their mind for a moment and losing reason, and boy, this chaos could have erupted into something that could have been, you know, quite nasty.
Yeah, and I think even though thankfully it was nasty. There were people who were shoved. Nobody, to my mind, was hurt. Certainly not hurt badly. You know, scrapes and bruises, maybe. But I think the broader thing we can see as a country is that Turkey matters. It's one of the most powerful countries in the entire broader Middle East. It's one of the biggest countries in Europe. It has a gigantic military. It's involved with Iran, Israel, with the Arab states, with the Syria issue. And the president of that country is acting in a way that we would normally think of Vladimir Putin acting, or the leadership of China acting. I mean, Turkey is a democracy, and as you know, it's been kind of proudly a secular democracy for decades, and that's over. You know, just to cap off the journalist piece, when Erdogan finally did start talking, he made no reference to what was happening outside at all. I mean,
that's what I was going to ask you, was what was his response? So it was nothing.
You know, went through his prepared remarks. He didn't in any way, shape, or form acknowledge it. The questions were all moderated by Brookings people, so you know, there wasn't really a chance to challenge him in a direct way. They made a point of not calling on journalists, I think, because they didn't want this to get worse. And that annoyed me, frankly. But when he was asked by the Brookings moderator, what about all the journalists you've arrested, he just dismissively said, they're all terrorists. And it was chilling. I mean, these are depending on the number you look at, between 50 and 80 journalists in Turkey who are in prison. And his response was, all of them, just sweep of his hand, that they're all terrorists.
They've determined.
And that's the kind of thing they've determined based on no evidence that he's willing to publicize. And, you know, you don't expect to hear that from a democratically elected leader of a country we consider an ally.
Well, I'll tell you, Yoshi, you just said something that was quite chilling, and that is that the era of democratic rule in Turkey is gone.
Yeah, it's certainly, at a minimum, fading quickly.
Wow, that is that's pretty crazy, especially when you think that here it is. You know, we look at Turkey as probably being one of our closest allies in the fight against the Islamic State. And here they are demonstrating that there is becoming almost as bad as the Islamic State. It's pretty crazy stuff, I'm telling you. Well, Yoshi, thank you so much for coming on and giving us an update on what's going on there. And we'll make sure that we'll be staying in touch in the weeks and months ahead. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 14 after.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, mercy. I have been searching for you lately.
Bill Martinez.
Can you hold me together? Can your love reach down this far? Can you hold me together? Cause without you holding my heart, I'm falling.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're we're back with you, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live, every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours now from 9 to noon Eastern on these 270-plus radio markets across the country, also via shortwave around the world. So excellent to have you along with us. You know, everyone is trying to sweet-talk millennials into moving to their city or state, and well, traditional factors such as jobs and family may be reasons for millennials to pick up and move. They're not the only ones. More urban and active living, increased diversity, and love. Amore, one more time. Also driving millennials to pick up and find greener pastures. And this is according to the soon-to-be-released Mayflower Movers Inside Survey. 1 in 5 millennials have moved to a new city in the past year. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. And why not? For those looking to move, a strong culinary scene stood out as a top experience as well. And here to talk about that survey is the one and only Melissa Sullivan, Mayflower's moving maven and director of marketing communications. Melissa, always good to have you on Bill Martinez Live. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Thanks. I'm wonderful, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much. Interesting information here. Still, I love that that love is still trumping a good reason for a move, right?
Absolutely. You know, millennials are a really big topic of interest lately. You know, they're the biggest generation in U.S. history, the biggest generation in the workforce right now. And so at Mayflower, we're trying to get a pulse on what moves them. Mm. And we were really surprised to find that, you know, just behind jobs, they're looking for love, and so they're moving to be with a romantic partner, or maybe they're tired of the dating scene where they currently live, and they're picking up and having a fresh start. And they're doing that even more than they're making moves to be with family or friends. So it's really important to this generation, and an interesting finding of our new study.
So is it much different than the boomers, or you're finding some unique insights with millennials?
Absolutely. So we asked the millennials, you know, how is your situation different from what your parents experienced and at the same age? And they said, you know, well, our parents, they were looking for more traditional things. They were looking to buy a house and start a family. And, you know, at our age now, we're interested in some different things. And we partnered with Dr. Jeffrey Arnett from Clark University, who's an expert on millennials, and he confirmed what they were saying. He says that on average, millennials are waiting 10 years longer to do things like get married, start a family, buy a home. And what this does is it gives millennials a little more flexibility to pick up and move for different reasons than their parents might have. You know, if you're thinking about starting a family and owning a home, you know, the reasons to move are much different than if you're, you know, if you're looking for, you're still looking for a spouse, or you're wanting some exciting nightlife, or, you know, just looking for different experiences, you're going to pick up and move for vastly different reasons.
And, of course, the options that are available to millennials today compared to the boomers, I mean, food has become so much a part of the culture. The general experience, travel, options that, their parents didn't have, they have the liberty to be able to consider these options. It is amazing what is available to millennials today compared to us when we were growing up.
Absolutely. You know, we were stunned to find, you know, we asked millennials, okay, what's important to you in a place to live? What would attract you to a new city? And by far the number one response was good restaurants. Mm. It's a must for millennials. They feel like this is an important part of the culture and something that they have to have. You know, a distant second and third were family-friendly activities and church. So we don't want to imply that millennials aren't starting families, that they aren't focused on family or anything like that. But we find that it's a little bit later in life than what their parents had experienced. And you know, they are considering those things along with another subset of experiences like restaurants and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. How often did you find that millennials are moving now, Melissa?
So millennials are a very transient and dynamic generation. We found that three-fourths of millennials have made a move to a new city in their adult life. So this is we're talking about major moves and outside of college. So most millennials have made a major move to a new city. One in three millennials told us that they've made at least three moves like this in their lifetime. So they're not staying put for very long. They're able to pack up and, you know, in search of new, in love or new experiences or, you know, anything that they want, they'll look to go to a city for just a couple of years before moving on. Like I said, they have more flexibility to do that than mm-hmm. their parents' generation did.
Life is an adventure, and the parents are sitting here going, you know, I kind of wish I had that opportunity to do that, right? Yeah, so
Certainly a difference in how these age groups have approached things. And, you know, baby boomers were sort of the pioneers of their time in creating new experiences and breaking down barriers. And then we're finding that their kids are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, with these kids moving and this information that you have, I'm sure you have a plethora of helpful tips for those planning to move. Share some of those with us.
Absolutely. We're coming up on peak moving season. You know, a lot of people move in the summertime. And the best advice I can give is to start early. Moving always takes longer than you think it might. You know, you can see professionals coming in to pack up your whole house in a day or two, but if you're doing it yourself, it's going to take you quite a bit longer. So leave a few days to pack each room of your home. Start as soon as you know you're moving. You know, it's a good time to declutter, get rid of items you can't picture in the new house. Mm-hmm. And when it comes time to call a mover, you know, get recommendations from family and friends. Go with a name that you know. I always tell people, you're giving everything you own over to a perfect stranger. You know, it's not the time to call a fly-by-night company. You want to go with somebody you know and can trust will do a good job with your possessions.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about Mayflower, okay? Can we brag on Mayflower for a little bit?
I'd love to.
Yeah, so tell everybody more about Mayflower and where they can go for more information, if you would, Melissa.
Sure. You know, Mayflower has been in business for more than 75 years. We move more than 60,000 families every year. We have more than 300 agency locations across the country. So whatever size you're moving, wherever you're moving, we have a professional to help you and lots of tips to help you do that on our website at mayflower.com.
Well, Melissa, you are the moving maven. So what is the biggest mistake that we make in moving?
You know, I think underestimating how much time it's going to take. I can't tell you how many times our drivers will show up on moving day. It was somebody who said, we're going to pack all of this stuff ourselves. And the people have a panic-stricken look on their face of, we're not ready.
Right. Can you come back next week, huh?
Yes. So fortunately, our crews are very skilled in helping them do that. But the poor family has been so stressed in the time trying to prepare for the driver to arrive. You know, you can avoid all of that by starting early and just doing everything that you need to do to plan along the way.
Well, Melissa Sullivan back with us here on Bill Martinez Live, Mayflower's Moving Maven and Director of Marketing Communications. Real quick, Melissa, the website to where they can go for more information one more time.
It's mayflower.com.
There it is, that easy. Melissa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ilikethewayilook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
since I started taking the Nuvinup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvinup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvinup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, as always. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. Comes to me direct, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. You know, there's a survey taken a while ago, and of all the things that we do, we're so busy anymore. We're no longer human beings. We're human doings, as my buddy is fond of saying. And I agree with him. I mean, we're just running helter-skelter. It's like on the hamster wheel of life here. And a survey went out, and they asked people, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that hour? And believe it or not, they said they want to sleep. You know, not do anything else. They just want to sleep. I mean, we are a tired nation. There's no doubt about it. And our next guest knows a lot about that. Sean Stevenson has written the book Sleep Smarter, 21 Essential Strategies to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success. Sean, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I mean, of all the things that we can do, I know some people are willing to give up sleep. It sounds okay, especially when you're younger. You can kind of get away with it. My age, you know, it's like, hey, I'm looking for a nap anytime I can work it in the deal. But, you know, along the way of depriving ourselves of sleep that we need, we're sacrificing our mental, emotional, and physical performance, you know, as you wrote about in your book, Sleep Smarter.
Yes, yes. Actually, the funny thing you just said is that we can, quote, get away with it when we're younger. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, in of itself, it's an illusion, because what we found, and this is very, very recent in the research, is that when you're skimping on sleep in your college days, you're actually shortening what are known as your telomeres. And your telomeres are basically the most powerful biological marker we have for how long we're going to live. Mm. And so you're clipping parts of your telomeres off, basically unraveling your DNA a lot faster. And so this is why we're seeing so many people hit a wall in their 20s and early 30s, when it used to be, you know, 40s, 50s, and beyond, when things would start to slow down, before so many people who are fresh out of college, even in college, they're struggling mightily with their health because they're accelerating their aging process and they have no idea why. And sleep is a huge component of that whole factor.
I thought you were going to tell me with compromised telomeres, it would cause us to choose the wrong mate, hence affecting the divorce rate or something, you know. But maybe, you know, who knows? That's probably yet to be studied, right?
It actually all goes together. I actually just put together a bunch of research talking about the impact that our sleep quality has on our relationships. And just to throw one piece out there, so just 24 hours of sleep deprivation leads to about 6% loss in glucose reaching our brain. But it's 14% of the glucose from our prefrontal cortex, and this is the part of our brain that's responsible for decision-making, distinguishing between right and wrong, our social control. So that part of our brain starts to go cold, and we essentially become a dumber version of ourselves. And the part of the brain that takes over is our amygdala, which is really responsible for self-survival.
Exactly.
And so a lot of couples, so this recent study came out and showed that they tracked couples over the course of 2 weeks, and they found that when just one of the mates, one of the two in the pair, when they would have a poor night of sleep quality, the next day they'd have over 20 to 30% greater chance of having an argument, and that argument not being resolved. And this was simply due to not having an adequate amount of sleep, because when you're sleep deprived, your best friend can look like your worst enemy.
Exactly.
And we know how it is in families today, with everybody's doing so much but not focusing on the basic things that our genes expect us to do so we could show up better for everybody in our family.
Guys, I hope you're taking note of this. You know, it's not about the toilet seat, okay? It's about your bad night's sleep. So let's get our acts together here, huh? Now, in your study, you found that, and I've heard this before as well, Sean, is that our brain needs to detox every night, right?
Yes, that is correct. And this is so important because what the research is indicating now, so in my clinical practice, for a while now, we've been calling Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. But in actuality, the most cutting-edge research has found that Alzheimer's is actually appears to be an inability of the brain to detoxify itself. And so even right now, as we've just been on this interview thus far, our brain has done millions, multiple millions of processes, and there are metabolic wastes that are left over from that. New cells are growing. New synaptic connections are taking place. Our brain is trying to get better every single millisecond.
Right.
Now, the issue is that if we don't have a detoxification channel for those things to get out of our brain, those wastes can build up and start to basically shut down functions. And so our bodies overall have something called the lymphatic system that is basically our cellular waste management system.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is a closed circuit, so you have the blood-brain barrier. And so it does it itself. It's called the lymphatic system. And this system, what the research has found, is so fascinating, is that the lymphatic system is 10 times more active when you're asleep. And your brain cells actually shrink about 60% during sleep to make more room for the detoxification to happen. So if you're not sleeping, your brain isn't eliminating waste. Essentially, your brain is not healing. And this is yet another huge cry for us that we can stay younger longer. Our brains can stay younger longer if we just focus on getting better sleep quality, not even necessarily quantity. Just doing things to sleep smarter.
You know, Sean, you know, here you talk about the brain and what our, you know, the system is set up with the lymphatic system and, you know, purifying, you know, all these toxins out of our brain while we sleep. I mean, we're walking miracles, you know, the way we're constructed,
yes,
aren't we? I mean, and we're just amazing. I mean, how do you not, when you study the body, how do you not just, I mean, to me, every time I think about it, it's that awe moment where your jaw just is boom, you know, hits the bottom of the desk, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very humbling. It's very humbling once you start to look into this and you understand how amazing our design is and actually how resilient our bodies are and forgiving once we start to do some of the right stuff.
Exactly. You know? It will recoup if you're faithful to it. You know, I like what you said earlier, that it's not necessarily about the number of hours. It's that good quality sleep. And you said it really has to do about getting to bed at the right time. Now, what does that mean?
Awesome. So this is really fantastic news. There are people who, and you know, you've heard the cookie cutter thing, you know, you just need to get 8 hours of sleep and you're going to be fine. Well, so many people sleep 8 hours and they wake up feeling like a mess every day. And they can't get through the day without taking a nap or two. So that's not the solution. It's really making sure that your body can get through its normal sleep cycles. Mm-hmm. And each sleep cycle lasts about 90 minutes. The bare minimum there is to get four cycles. That's about 6 hours of sleep is what's recommended. And then some people need a little bit more, especially if you're more active, if you're exercising, you're going to need more sleep because it's when your body repairs itself.
Right.
So it might be 7.5 hours or 9 hours on that same track. But the bottom line is if you can get to sleep in this what is called a, quote, money time period, which is between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., it's been found that your body secretes the greatest amount of human growth hormone, a.k.a. the youth hormone, during that time. Higher levels of melatonin. You're going to help your testosterone to be peaked. And this is for men and women who both need testosterone to be in ample amounts. And also reparative enzymes that help to rebuild your body and your brain. They're going to be in their highest secretions if you're falling asleep within that time frame, because from evolutionary biology, this is when humans were getting to sleep. And so your body's just kind of set on that pace to have all of that juiciness happen in those in that early window. Mm-hmm. So if you're getting to bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the evening and still getting 8 hours, you're much more likely to feel not as well rested when you wake up in the morning.
Exactly.
Versus those times when it's like, you know what, I'm going to get to sleep a little bit earlier tonight. And you tend to feel really refreshed when you wake up. So that's just one of the really important strategies. But also...
This is why they need to get. Really, this is why they need to read your book, Sean. Okay, because there's no way we can cover them all, and there's some great insight here, including listening to your gut and sleeping smarter. But go ahead, I want you to finish that other thought.
Sure. So this is the big headline takeaway: is that a great night of sleep starts the moment that you wake up in the morning.
Mm.
All right, and by simply getting up and doing 5 to 10 minutes of exercise, pretty much as soon as you get up within the first 30 minutes, it's going to help to reset your cortisol rhythm. And so basically what this means is, really quickly, is that there's a great study done by Appalachian State University, and they found that morning exercisers spend up to 75% more time in the deepest, most anabolic stages of sleep each night.
Wow.
So that's just one of the things we could do to kick our day off and to get better sleep, is to get a little bit of exercise in, 5 to 10 minutes, or a full workout if that's what you're into, but that's got to be the bare minimum.
Exactly. You got to get that blood circulating. Sean Stevenson has been with us, author of the book Sleep Smarter, 21 Essential Strategies to Sleep Your Way to a Better Body, Better Health, and Bigger Success. Why not? Sean, available at all the usual good places, right?
That's correct. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those good places.
And we'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Sean, thank you so much for being with us.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This report is brought to you by AstraZeneca. Today, nearly 28 million Americans have type 2 diabetes, and another 86 million are at risk for developing it. Dr. Phil McGraw has lived with type 2 diabetes for more than 25 years, and his professional experience as a former practicing clinical psychologist provides him a unique perspective to help people with type 2 diabetes take action and set goals. Dr. Phil McGraw, author and TV host.
While the physical impact of type 2 diabetes is well recognized, many people don't realize the emotional and psychological barriers those who have been diagnosed have to overcome. A 24/7 commitment, solid support system, and the right personal mindset are essential to managing the disease. This can seem overwhelming at first, but if you take the steps necessary to educate yourself, know your habits and change them, and develop a plan with your doctor, it is manageable. Be empowered to stick by your plan, and you will start to see results that will take you to your goal.
For more information and to join the movement, visit www.onitmovement.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
I love the East, I love the West. North and South are both the best, but I only love to go there as a guest. And I love being here with you. I love the sea, I love the shore, I love the rocks and what is more with you than
we're ever. Back with you, America, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show that airs Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day now, from 9 to noon Eastern time, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. Kevin Gutzman is with us, a professor and chairman in the Department of History at Western Connecticut State University, faculty member at LibertyClassroom.com, author of 4 books, 2 of which were book club main selections, and 2 of which were bestsellers. He's appeared on over 300 radio broadcasts. We can sound now say over 301 because he's on with us today here on Bill Martinez Live. His latest book, Who Killed the Constitution, that he co-wrote with Thomas Woods. Kevin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us.
Glad to be here.
Well, you asked a question in this latest column that you wrote, or this op-ed piece, is could America be headed towards a three-party system? And this is a question that we're hearing on the airways everywhere I travel. In fact, Kevin, we said earlier in the year that I sense that possibly we could end up electing a president with about 35% of the vote. Do you think it's headed that way, or am I being dramatic?
Well, we've done that before, of course. Mm-hmm. Abraham Lincoln got about 39% of the vote. And when Woodrow Wilson was elected, he had a pretty low share of the vote. I don't think that it's likely we'll end up with 3 permanent parties, because our first past the post system means that if you come in third, you get essentially nothing. And so there's a tendency for people who are parts of third parties to amalgamate with one of the other 2 parties over time. Mm-hmm. But surely it looks as if this time there's some good likelihood that either Donald Trump will be leaving the Republican Party to run as a third-party candidate, or if he's nominated by the Republicans, that some share of the establishment Republicans will put up a countervailing Republican nominee more to their liking, along the lines of, you know, Mitt Romney and John McCain and mm-hmm. such traditional kind of middle-of-the-road people.
That haven't been winning. So we'll just keep up the insanity. I know we look at the Republican Party, looks rather obvious. The Democrats seem to be covered, but yet, you know, their situation is very precarious. I mean, when you've got the number 2 guy as a Democratic socialist making waves and gaining traction, you've got their, you know, their standard bearer, for all intent and purposes,
staring straight into the eyes of Jim Comey and the FBI, not for a meeting over a latte. This is an investigation, but she would think us or would want us to believe that it's just a review.
Well, when you have 147 FBI agents dedicated full-time to investigating you, my guess is there has to be something there. And likely, since the FBI gave immunity from prosecution to one of her top aides, likely there's a grand jury investigating this matter, and he's giving them lots of information. So it doesn't seem to me that she's in the best legal position at the moment. And Democrats, you know, are kind of up the creek. Their situation is almost as bad as the Republicans, I think, at the moment. You know, I think it's very, very generous of you to call Bernie Sanders a Democratic Socialist. I mean, he's repeatedly expressed admiration for Fidel Castro. You can find that all over YouTube. He's actually explained at great length why he thinks it's okay for people to be in long bread lines, and you know why he doesn't have any real problem with the economic fallout that's inevitable when you have socialism. He of course honeymooned in the Soviet Union, which has got to be the most astounding fact in the history of American presidential politics. And when he was mayor of a significant city in Vermont, he established a sister city relationship with a city in Sandinista, Nicaragua. So if he's actually a Democratic Socialist, I think it's because in America you have to do it by getting elected. That is,
right.
I have the feeling that he's a crypto-Marxist, and not very crypto. And Mrs. Clinton, of course, is about as unpopular as a major party. Well, we could end up with the two most unpopular major party nominees in history. I think there's going to be a very large part of the population that dislikes Mr. Trump, who still seems to be the likely Republican nominee. And, of course, Mrs. Clinton is getting just walloped, especially among young women in the Democratic primaries, which, of course, is not what she and her septuagenarian sister supporters were expecting.
Yeah, they thought if they played the sex card with the ladies that they would all come and just yield, you know, to Mrs. Clinton, you know, just like many of the blacks have. And although now you have some blacks going, look, you got to earn our vote, you know, and it's not a given. But the numbers are still very solid as far as the black community is concerned for Hillary. But she's losing ground with women. And as you say, also losing Democratic voters. I mean, look at how many Democratic voters are coming out, and they're actually converting to vote for Trump. I mean, this is all, you know, this is kind of heady stuff here right now.
Well, actually, people commonly say that, as Richard Nixon put it, you run, he was a Republican, so he said you run to the right in the primaries and then you run to the center in the general election. People commonly think that the way you win an election is you try to get whatever moderates or undecided to vote for you. But really, the way that elections work in America is whichever side turns out its supporters more competently ends up winning in most election cycles. And Democratic turnout is down, and although Mrs. Clinton has been getting an overwhelming share of the black vote in the Democratic caucuses and primaries, the black turnout is down very significantly too. So if we get to the general election and black turnout is down as it has been, the Democrats are going to get just walloped. One of the untold stories of the Obama years has been the gigantic losses the Democrats have suffered in the state governments, not only in governorships, but in the legislatures. They've lost over 900 seats in state legislatures, and that could increase. Actually, you know, today, for the first time ever, every single southern legislature is Republican, and there also is not a single white Democrat in Congress from the Deep South. So this is a complete inversion of the old system, and largely it's because of the unpopularity of it's explained, I think, by the fact that the Democrats in general are unpopular, as the Republicans are, but Obama is personally popular with some small slivers of the Democratic coalition. So he was able to be elected over a pretty much a pair of dud Republican nominees, and yet his party's taken a bath.
Exactly. Well, Kevin, you know, the thing is that
You know, at the end of the day, people have to measure, you know, the big question, am I better off today than I was then? And with Republican governors taking over states, yeah, they had to go through some pain. You know, what we saw happen in Wisconsin with Governor Walker and, you know, a recall election and that. But I think for the most part, the majority of people would say it was worth it. Because we're better off now. We've got a budget that's working. John Kasich, what he did in Ohio. I mean, these governors that are running, you know, running these areas have had a great success record. And then, of course, ever since Baltimore, it seems like all of a sudden the newspapers woke up and said, hey, you know, there seems to be a consistent problem, you know, where we have all this unrest and, oh, yeah, and black communities that where they're being treated unfairly. Oh, wait a minute. The Democrats are in charge. What's wrong here? They brought that out real quick and then put it away about as fast as they brought it out.
Yeah, well, I think the most interesting thing about that will be, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now, whether there's been any change in black party affiliation. It seems unlikely that that will happen quickly. In fact, usually when you have a sea change in a particular ethnic group's party affiliation, it's not that people go out and change parties. It's that the current people stop voting, or they vote in lesser proportions, and then succeeding generations tend to change. So that could happen. It could happen slowly, but it could happen. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, Mrs. Clinton is about as weak of a Democratic nominee as you could have thought there'd be this year. The only thing that's somewhat surprising about it is that the Republicans seem bent on nominating someone who's equally unlikely to be elected. So,
well, that's the deal. You know, you hear these polls that it, when you match up Donald Trump against Hillary Clinton, and you're going, wait a minute, you know, you're going to lose an election again that you should win. You know, what is going on here? I mean, as Dr. Ben Carson said, you know, you're stealing. What, defeat from the jaws of victory or whatever, you know? It's like crazy.
It is crazy, but on the other hand, I think it makes sense that your run-of-the-mill Republican is unhappy with the Republican Party. I mean, mm-hmm. Essentially, over the last 20 years, the Republican Party has not delivered on its promises. You know, if you think back to 1980s and the Reagan presidential platforms involved eliminating entire departments of the government, balancing the budget, and so on. And then you have 6 years of President Bush with Republican Congresses. They didn't eliminate a single substantial program. They actually increased federal spending enormously. And people get through that and say, well, what exactly do we accomplish by voting Republican? So
exactly.
A lot of the kind of mainline organized Republican interests, people who write for conservative magazines and appear on Fox TV and so on, say, well, how can people be so unwilling to vote Republican? And the answer is because Republicans haven't done what they said they'd do. How, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 4,000 times, shame on me.
Exactly. 4,000 times, shame on me. All over again, no doubt about it. He is the author of the book Who Killed the Constitution? The Fate of American Liberty from World War I to George W. Bush. Kevin Gutzman co-wrote the book with Thomas Woods, and you know, our discussion about America heading for a three-party system. Will this be the year? It has been predicted that our two-party system was likened to two dinosaurs mating. Who knows? Maybe we've already gotten there. Kevin Gutzman is with us. For more information, you can check out his website, kevingutzman.com. Kevin, thank you so much for being with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.